Harper Perennial and Harper Audio present How to Survive Everything by Ewan Morrison. Performed by Caitlin Kelly. For Theo and Francis. Man can live about 40 days without food, about 3 days without water, about 8 minutes without air. But only for 1 second, without hope. Hal Lindsey. My Survival Guide. I'm still alive, and if you're reading this, then that means you're still alive too. That's something. My name is Haley Cooper Crow, and I'm in lockdown in a remote location I can't tell you about because, if I do, then you and any people you come in contact with could endanger me and the ones I love, plus some of the ones I less than love. When this shit began, I was 15 years, 7 months, 2 weeks, and 1 day old. But in the first year of lockdown, we lost touch with the outside. Then we lost a day, then a week, then all sense of time. So I don't actually know exactly how old I am now. Hold on. If you're reading this, it's also possible I'm dead. Because there's no internet anymore, or so my dad said. And the only way you could get to read this is if you've broken into our safe house and found my cubbyhole in the bunker and discovered this notepad. If you found me lying there dead, I hope I wasn't too gross. I told myself if I ever got through this crap alive, I'd spend my remaining days trying to set down how the hell we got here and to make my own non-boring survival guide with actual practical tips for non-boring people and other teenagers abducted by crazy prepper parents. Actually, that survival manual is pretty much a how-to guide for the crap he put us through. So I'll be using bits of that, too. I thought my own guide could be useful just in case we managed to somehow live through this and then have the next wave of the pandemic to get through. And because, like my dad said, we have to leave something behind for future survivors so they can rebuild civilization. That's kind of awesome, thinking about my little life story being that important. But maybe I should actually focus on actually living long enough to get this written and not being such an egotistical dick. Actually, truth be told, when you're in phase 5 of lockdown, things get pretty scary. And these little jokes are just the tears of a very nervous clown. I'm writing this every day because it takes my mind off waiting for death to find us. Anyway, I'm really sorry for the billion or so folk who are probably starving and wheezing to death, or being burned alive in the riots, and all my old school chums, apart from Sharon Mackey, who are getting generally brutally murdered for the sake of literally a can of peas or something. But I really should start my survival guide properly now. How not to react when faced with a wheezer. Wheezer is our name for a contaminated person, and this is a very dangerous problem. First of all, if there's a wall or a fence between you and the wheezer, try not to get in a panic and don't forget to breathe. Holding your breath can make you pass out or hallucinate, and these are not useful things to do when you are carrying a loaded crossbow, which may even be pointing upwards towards your own actual face. Move your weapon into a safe position and get your fingers the hell away from the trigger. Then count your breaths and focus. This was how I tried to control the terror as I hid, crouching in the dirt behind the burned-out pickup truck we use for target practice. I was on perimeter patrol, and the Weezer was right there, just like we'd been warned about in our lockdown training, literally on the other side of the fence. I counted to 36. Then I thought,
Sample complete. Ready to continue?